there and, you know, playing football again and, you know, meeting a lot of new guys and just out there running around. So I was just really excited and overwhelmed with joy.
You've had a chance to soak this in since you were drafted, and now you get a chance to put the helmet on and stuff. I mean, what's kind of running through your mind?
Just a lot of excitement and, you know, nervousness and, you know, not knowing what to expect. But, you know, when I got here, put on the helmet, and I walked in the equipment room, and I put that giant helmet on. I was like, oh, man, so it's finally a dream come true, you know. And I was just, you know, just overwhelmed with excitement.
Certain goals, I mean, in the sense of, do you have to put weight on? I mean, do you have to get bigger, stronger? What's your...
Honestly, my goals are to do whatever the coach says, just come in here, you know, close mouth, open eyes, and just ready to work. And so whatever they tell me to do, I'm doing it like full speed.
Being out there on the field, I mean, you're working with the coaches. I mean, is there anything that is taking you by surprise, or does it feel like...
Not really, because I didn't make no expectations to come in with any thoughts that way. You know, I wouldn't be let down or I wouldn't be too excited. So, you know, I just went out there just ready to work and just doing whatever you say.
See any good quarterbacks down in Texas?
You know, there's a kid by the nickname of JFF. I think they call him Johnny Football or something. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of talent down there.
You saw a lot of attention then last year. You know what it's like to be a part of a program that's gaining a lot of attention. Do you think it's going to be a difference coming here into the media market that this is and the attention that the Giants get?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's just, I feel like a deer in headlights right now. You know, everything's going on and life just hit me and I'm just kind of sitting there like, oh, in awe. So, you know, just waiting, you know, see what happens, play it by ear.
You think your skill set coming into the NFL will make you get on the field right away?
I don't know, honestly. I'm just going in, working hard as I can, and, you know, if I'm blessed enough to get out there on the field, you know, I'm just giving my all, and hopefully I can make something happen.
Do you foresee yourself as a guy, either now or down the road, as being a guy who can put up a lot of sacks in this league?
I would like to think so. Honestly, you know, only time will tell. So I'm just going there, work hard, study film, and learn from the greats. And, you know, hopefully something will happen and everything will fall into place.
I mean, this is an organization that's known for guys who can get after the quarterback. I mean, do you like coming to a place like that?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, that gives me a lot of excitement because, you know, there's a lot of vets and, you know, there's a lot of talented people here right now that are there teaching and coaching. And so I'm just sitting here just trying to soak it all in and just ready to get to work and just really eager. So hopefully, you know, some of their talent, if a little bit just rubs off on me, you know, I can have a little success.
What were your first impressions of Coach Pugh, Harry Pugh?
Ah, wow, the guy's real deal. So, I mean, you know, I just sat there and I was just like, well, you know, they mean business, so it's time to get to work.